o'clock hour of Will Be Attached begins now. It's good to be alive right about now. So last week, Aaron Rodgers did the Brett Favre, Cary Elwes in Seinfeld, where he's getting divorced from Deborah Messing, asking yourself questions. Do I think I can still play at a high level? Of course I do. This week, Jesse, tell me you didn't think of Christian Bale with all of his chops as the Caped Crusader, talking about how you go from the hero to the villain. Tell me that didn't cross your mind.
You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
First of all, really good for a guy that's only usually doing Bane. Well done.
Thank you.
But that's what I heard.
That's Batman.
Here is Aaron Rodgers discussing his comfort level with being the villain.
I have some people that love to track that stuff, so I've been made aware of it. But listen, there's heroes and villains in sports and entertainment. And I think because of my stance on COVID and maybe some other things, I've been cast as the villain, especially the last few years. And so that is the way that, a lot of things I said are often interpreted. I'm not upset about that. I don't feel like a victim in any way. I don't have that mentality. That's fine. I actually embraced that role a little bit, if that's how you want to cast me. But I did see there were some comments that, I'm only playing for MVPs and stuff like that. Didn't maybe quite see the entire clip of some of the stuff that I said. I don't care about that stuff. It doesn't offend me. I mean, this culture, this woke culture, wants to be offended by everything. You just go online and find something you don't agree with. I'm offended. How could you possibly say that?
Yes.
I don't really care. I don't care who it's coming from or who said it. They're entitled to their opinion. It might not be right. And every now and then you got to get on here and say, hey, you just found some. That's just not true. Like, let's just tone it back a little bit. You might need to do that. Most of the time, you just kind of gloss over it. Who cares? It doesn't really matter. Because it honestly doesn't matter. It doesn't affect my day-to-day. It doesn't interrupt my whale-watching time. It doesn't interrupt me at all during the day. I don't think, agonize about, Gronk said, I shouldn't be worrying about MVPs. I'm like, I know Gronk. I love Gronk. He's awesome. He's fun energy to be around. But what do they do? If you take the right sound bite from the right thing, and it's a station that may or may not have in the past been brought to you by Pfizer, then they got to make sure that their villain, gets cast in the correct light. And whether or not they're sponsored by Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, whatever it might be,
what?
When you go up against some of those powers that be, you put yourself in the crosshairs. They're going to paint you in a certain way. And that's what the media did to me a couple of years ago. That's fine. That's their prerogative. That's what they wanted to do. But I think I responded, pretty good in those times. And I'm glad I went through that. And anything that comes after that, small potatoes, bro.
Small potatoes, bro. Look, I would say this to his face at his locker if they were still playing. I've never heard anyone talk so long about something that doesn't bother them. Right? It doesn't bother me what people think, but it doesn't affect my whale watching. That was a long time to tell me how much it doesn't bother you.
Yeah. Do you think he wants to be a villain?
No.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He's not built for villainhood. It's just not who he is. So I think, obviously, everybody wants to be loved. Everybody does. There's times in life where you can't, and you have to stand up for what you believe. And somebody's going to be irritated by it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had every right to stand up for his beliefs on whether it's COVID or whatever. He has that right. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit and argue how accurate. You can get into those arguments. Fine. Go ahead.
You also have to be ready for the consequences, though, if you choose to go down that road.
And I think he's come out of this in that respect. I don't think he's been villainized at all. He had the stretch, for sure he was. No doubt about it. But that's not where he's at in his life. And I don't think he likes, being critiqued. I don't think he likes any of that. And he's going to act like he doesn't, but you said it. I mean, he's He went on, I don't know how long, that clip just kept going. I was like, when is the mic opening back up? But he went a while there in getting it. Yeah. So, yeah, Jason, I'll stand by this. You know him as well as anybody. You understand the mechanics of his mindset because you did the show. You've spent a lot of time. You know how he operates. So on that front, I believe what you're telling me, and the era of time that I knew him really well, no question about it. I think he's definitely evolved as a human being from when I spent a ton of time with him to where now he's at where he's at. He does not want to be a victim. He does not want to be a villain. I think he likes to be out in front, and I think that's why he does McAfee, because he likes to voice how he feels about things. And, of course, it bothers him when people are coming at him. Nobody likes that.
And, again, if and I do not have any interest in relitigating any of his COVID stance at all. But I will say this. If he didn't care what people thought, then he could have just been honest about it like Kirk Cousins was. Instead, that's not the approach he took. So it's hard for me to believe that you don't care what people think when you went to the lengths you did to take the approach you did. That's all. Again, you have every right to feel however you want. I have every right to disagree with you, whatever. But the approach you took would indicate that you very much cared what people thought. Because otherwise, you would have done your press conferences via Zoom. You wouldn't have come in the press conferences without a mask, and you wouldn't have misled. If you don't care what people think, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do any of that. So whether it's that or now, how many times does he need to say he doesn't want to be, he's not, I'm not interested in being a victim. I'm not saying I'm a victim. You know who says I'm not a victim? People who feel like they're being the victim. He doesn't want to feel that way, but that's what he feels like.
What on earth, here's the deal. What on earth could he be a victim of? He's got a $60 million next year contract. He's watching whales in Malibu.
Yeah.
What is it? There is no victim. He can't be a victim. He can't. You could say during that COVID stretch that he could, for sure you could have. He was villain for sure.
Right.
Now? No.
And I would also say this. No. He is right to a degree about woke culture and cancellation. It has gone, in my opinion, way too far. Way too far. He's not wrong about that. But how much pushback does he still get for all that stuff now? Is he still being treated, you know, the situation with the MVP vote a year ago was completely unprofessional. I don't know Hub Arkish as a person. I know he went through some health issues recently. He's back at Hallis Hall toward the end of the season. I don't dislike Hub. I wouldn't call him a bum like Rodgers did. But what he did with his vote was inappropriate, in my opinion.
Agree. Yeah, agree.
So that he's an instance where what he did was wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. I don't think calling him a bum is helpful either. But the bottom line is, who has gone around his locker since then,
Jason,
and attacked him?
Yeah. So
no,
why does he spend so much time on this then?
I don't know, and that's part of the reason why I don't feel like I understand him like I used to. Because I would like to ask him that. Just like I asked him what he actually thinks happened on 9/11 when that was out there. I don't understand it. That was a private conversation. I'm not discussing it.
Okay, fair enough. No, but so is it just, is he, I don't understand that piece of this. Why he is doing all of this. I think the other stuff, I love the fact that he is as open now as he is. That's, as a media person, that's what you're hoping for. And you don't have to like everything he says. You don't need to. But I guess this is the part of it I'm not sure what he's looking for on that regard. I don't know. Because I don't think he's getting it. I don't think anybody's going to treat him any differently. I love the fact he has a platform. He uses it. He does what he wants to do. And he's giving us great insight into what's going on. Packers aren't saying anything. We won't know anything that's going on.
No,
he's letting us know something went haywire. It's not the same kumbaya I'm retiring as a Packer that right. he said on that D-Day back on June 7th, which isn't
there
quite
you go.
D-Day.
I've heard it all those ways.
Now, it seems as if it's trending that one way, and I keep coming back to the question, and I just threw this up on Twitter. I don't know how to poll, so I couldn't poll it. But why has it gotten to this point again? What's changed? What happened? I don't have that answer either. I'm looking for everybody else's answers as far as what has changed. What happened?
The other question I have, and we'll hear more from him, and we'll play some trivia, and we'll talk to Homer about it. So I told the story on Rutledge and Hamilton. I don't want to ruin a Where's Wildy game later in the week.
Where's Wildy?
It was a long story, so we wouldn't use it for Where's Wildy anyway. But I told the story yesterday about when we were doing the show together, and there were the rumors about him being gay. And us talking before the show that day on how to approach the topic, because it was on like some sort of blog and whatever else. And it is one of my biggest regrets of my time with him that the PR person who was handling him at the time gave him bad advice, and he took what I thought was the wrong approach to that issue. And as we were preparing for it, I asked him what he wanted to say, and you can check the entirety of my conversation with Jim and Matt out on Wisconsin On Demand, presented by Gruber Law Offices, One Call. That's all. Thanks to David and his team for supporting the show and for supporting Wisconsin On Demand, Gruber Law Offices, One Call. That's all. So I wish he had said what he really wanted to say instead of what the PR guy told him to say. But I do wonder if he has any conversations with whether it's Tom Fanning, who handles his PR through the Packers, or with other people in his circle that ask him if he has a plan and what his plan is. Because he could say till the cows come home that he doesn't care what people think. I don't personally believe that he doesn't care. And I think that there are ways, much like you said about what he could have said at the end of the season about coming back, that would have helped him. And what bothers me is that I think while there have been some changes with him, and I'm reluctant to use the word evolution. I would rather just say changes with him. I think at his core, he is still a really decent, good human being.
I agree.
I think there are people who dislike him that don't know him. And I just wish those people knew some of the good things about him. And I don't think that people are seeing that anymore. And I think that is also influencing how people are voting on whether they want him to come back as the quarterback or not.
Yeah, one of the things that I just keep wondering, and I just don't understand this, because I do believe when Rodgers said that on June 7th that he was going to retire as a Packer, I believed him.
Yeah, I did too. Even though I couldn't believe he said it.
I firmly believe it's almost, it feels like, throughout the season, he was manifesting the moment that we're at right now.
I agree.
He could have easily said, you know, the fact that he never said run the table or anything like that, he could have easily said what I recommended him doing in December. Mm-hmm. Say, man, I love the way these young guys are coming on. We're going to get into the playoffs. We don't know what's going to but I am going to finish my career. And all of a sudden, all that talk is done. Like retirement, all this other stuff. Then that Jordan Love, I want to be traded, quote unquote, in your article, that comes to more of the storyline. But Aaron, it's almost as if Aaron wanted this storyline to continue to keep his leverage rather than just be like, hey, I signed a 3-year deal. I knowingly did that, and I want to win here in Green Bay. We never felt right. that. And had he done that, what is Goot and Murph and those guys going to do? They're now hamstrung by saying, yeah, he's coming back and he wants to win. And then you start jostling with these numbers and your contract and that you can keep Randall Cobb or some of the guys you want to keep. And he decided not to do that. So he's manifested, because he's all about manifestation.
Yes, he is.
He has manifested this scenario that we're in right now. And that makes me think he knew a while ago he didn't want to be here. That's the only way I can look at it. I don't know how else you can look at it unless he does retire, which then I'll eat my words and say, man, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, he has built this up to be in this exact spot when he control, and he still controls it. He could have controlled the narrative then, and he still controls the narrative, and there's a reason the narrative has gotten to where it is. And I think it's coming from one side, and I think it's coming from the Rodgers camp. That's what I think.
I agree with everything you said, and I would just add this before we play trivia. Just because he is almost always the smartest guy in the room, whatever room he's in, doesn't mean that he is infallible and he doesn't have some missteps along the way. And I think in some of the things he's done, if he were to ask my opinion, which he has not in a while, I think they've been missteps. And I think he could have managed this better so he wouldn't be the villain.
What's his biggest misstep that he's done? If he said, what's one thing I should have done differently and I could have finished my career in Green Bay, Jason Wilde would have said?
More effectively embrace the youth movement around you.
I thought you were going to tease that. That's what I was hoping.
No, we're playing trivia next. I can't tease it.
Yeah, it's a long tease. Elongated tease.
I'll answer Tausch's question three segments from now, because next we'll play trivia.
Oh, snap.
And unfortunately, you already kind of answered the question. Which
it's a tiny tease. It's a long term tiny tease where I'll expound on it later.
LTT, long term tiny tease, triple T, LTTT.
That's more than OLT.
You know what? Our boy Hatch just texted me. He's going to the Bucks game tonight. He just said, "Good luck if you think Joker's playing." The spread's up to 8.5. Indicating Vegas knows something we don't. So, I don't know, JG, you listen to the show a lot. Is Joker playing? Can you text us on the talk of text line? Ugh. That's all I say if that happens. Ugh. Continue.
Better start those games in September, just like Tausch suggested, so he'll play in January. We're going to play trivia now.
Who knew we would talk about Batman and the Joker as much as we have today, huh?
That's not bad.
You know what? I'm going to have a little pizza. I think I might have a little pizza tonight.
I knew this was going to happen.
I might have a little pizza tonight. And to avoid burning, Sarah, make sure you're listening to this. To avoid burning your Hawaiian pizza, cook it on Aloha temperature. No way.
I was hoping.
That's pretty good.
No. Where was your cricket sound effect? Did you lose it at your desk?
No. Yeah, but guys, you don't understand. It's cooking it at a lower temperature, but I said aloha temperature, which is Hawaiian for hello.
I don't know if you're going to want to hear this.
I don't think you guys...
I think the pun was good. I think the delivery could have been improved.
No. Cook it on aloha temperature?
No, I think both the pun and the delivery were poor.
Would you have delivered it better? You guys deliver it better.
Want to avoid burning the Hawaiian pizza, so you want to make sure you cook it at a low, hot temperature.
No, that delivery was poor, too.
Low-off.
I think it's just a bad pun. I think it's bad.
No, it's a good pun. I delivered it okay.
No, it's a bad pun that no matter how well you deliver it, it still sucks.
It's not DiGiorno.
Or Palermo.
Not about the delivery. Do you guys not understand? It's not about delivery. It's about DiGiorno.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Thanks.
Time now for.
I'm telling you, y'all just don't like the pod. You don't like Pun O'Day. You're trying to disincentivize me from continuing to do this, and it ain't going to work.
It was what we give you credit when it's good. We do.
I knew yesterday's was bad. Today's I thought was good.
No, I think much like Aaron Rodgers, there was some miscalculation there by you. Jesse, okay. What's the category? What caller would you like?
Starting a theme for the remainder of the week, today's category, the San Francisco 49ers.
We've got 4 days.
The math doesn't add up. That's right, the math does not
Wednesday,
add up.
Wednesday, Thursday, so. Friday. Okay.
Today is the San Francisco 49ers, and we'll see how the other teams are able to fit in as the conference championships await this weekend.
If only this idea had come to you one day sooner.
Might be a Saturday show.
The 49ers, they go by the Niners. Let's take caller 9
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So we may or may not have Homer coming up next. We're efforting on that information. Well, communication
We will
lapse.
Not. I'm updating you. It's not happening, Cap.
Why would he tell you? He always texts me when
know.
He's not going
to
be on.
Yeah, trust me. I don't want to be the bearer of that bad news, but no Homer today.
So when you didn't have me, you called Domovsky on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
When we don't have Homer, who you got to call?
Rutledge.
Nobody replaces Homer. Nobody.
Hamilton?
Hamilton's off today, too. Go figure.
I just told you, nobody. There's nobody like Homer in the world.
That's true. He's one of one. Yeah. Well, we'll just have to talk about Aaron Rodgers some more, or maybe figure out how to get Luka Doncic and Nikolai Jokic to play tonight. By the way, Bobby Portis also out tonight. You will not see Bobby Portis.
I like Bobby.
Yeah.
I like Bobby a lot, but I'm telling you, I'm not going to. He's hurt.
He is injured. When he has an MCL sprain.
When I see old boy playing Thursday night in Indy, and he misses the Bucks game, that irritates me.
Well, I can tell you this.
Well, he's tired. He's a little tired. His legs are tired. And I don't want to diminish. I get why they're doing it, but it sucks. Lengthen the season. Start in September. Stretch it out. More games. More money. Blah, 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 blah.
Joker not playing. Wildy and Tausch playing trivia.
He just yelled, ah, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, I was just going to let that go.
Oh, snap. Wildy and Tausch contestants are competing to win crispy, fresh, delicious snacks from Oh Snap Pickling Company. When not just any snack will do, experience Oh Snap Pickled Veggies. Oh, snap.
Let's welcome in our contestant. Meanwhile, Tausch is getting tweets about all-time great Brewers catchers, with Brewers catchers chiming into the discussion. We'll get back to that. Instead of talking to Homer,
those
apparently,
two,
we can do more
just
catching.
For the record, those two are always my favorites. Kratzy and Lucroy.
Let's just get Lucroy and Kratz to join us next segment, huh? Get their take on Aaron Rodgers.
I will reach out to them and ask them via Twitter.
I wonder how many catchers those guys could name. Oh, I bet it would be just endless amount of catching prospects. That'd be fun.
Who do you think most catchers say is their favorite catcher of all time?
Johnny Bench.
Gary Carter.
I don't think so. I think it's John.
Yogi Berra.
Oh, Yogi.
Yeah, all right, we need to play trivia before we go back down
was
the
Herman
catcher
Munson?
Rabbit hole.
Was
Thurman
Munson?
Munson, yeah, died in a plane crash.
Is
I was
it
6 years
Thurman?
Old, I remember. Thurman Munson. Thurman Munson.
Oh, it's Herman Munster. The dude
oh my
from
God.
Munsters. Let's get the trivia.
Our first-time contestant is neither Thurman nor Herman nor Yogi nor BJ. It is Mike in Milwaukee. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch, and I'm sorry.
Good morning, gentlemen. And it would be better if the NBA season was shortened so that the guys could play more and we'd have a better product on the court.
So you think that they would play more back-to-backs if the season was short?
They would play less.
No,
but they'd have to play more back-to-backs.
No, they'd play less. Cut out about 20 to games and play less back-to-backs.
Make every game mean more.
We'd have better.
But, Mike,
listen,
I agree with Mike. Agree totally. But, Mike, you know, they're not going to drop 500 mil from their stuff. You know that's not going to happen, though.
Well, they still make the money that they make. It's only NBA, you know. They got only so many players that they have to pay. So they'd still be making the money that they make.
Well, let's make some
less pie.
Let's
not to bring pie back into the equation. I'm not doing
that. How about pickles? Maybe you could have brought in pickles.
The pie would be less. It would be
only on
pie.
Only on Scrabble. Oh, only on Scrabble you bring in pie. Please get the better points.
Oh, snap.
Nice. Well done. All right, here we go. Which of these quarterbacks is the San Francisco 49ers all-time leader in passing yards, passing touchdowns, and has the most wins as a starting quarterback with that franchise? Is it Jeff Garcia, Joe Montana, or Jimmy Golden Gate Garrison?
Ooh.
Joe Montana.
Joe Cool and Jimmy Golden Gates. Ah, the memories.
Golden Gate Garrison back in the day.
I ain't going to lie to you. If you were an offensive tackle that sucked in San Francisco, they'd call you the Golden Gate. You don't ever want it to be that guy's like a gate, just opens the gate up. That would not be a good nickname for an offensive tackle.
It's nice of Mike to laugh at that joke. He's the only one who
did. Got my first laugh of the show. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. I throw these great puns out. I get no laughs, but for Big Mike, I get a laugh.
Give him an extra entry.
Kyle Schur, one of my favorite tackles.
Yeah.
You're one of my favorite fans of this show, so we're all on the same page.
Whoa, Nelly!
Oh, my God.
He just called you Big Mike, Mike. How do you feel about that?
I'm 6'3". I'm a big guy. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Is your wife's name Linda? Is really the question.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, question two.
Christy is her name.
Great. Christy, we appreciate you too. All right, question two. Which of these San Francisco 49ers quarterbacks is the only one to have played college football at an FBS school? Is it Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, or Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy.
Trey Lance, North Dakota State. Jimmy Garoppolo, Eastern Illinois.
That's correct.
Wow.
I don't know where Brock Purdy played.
Iowa State. Cyclones.
2 for 2.
I thought he got that wrong because you sent me it on that goofy, funky Helvetica text.
I'm more of an aerial guy.
Brock Purdy played at Iowa State. I thought you meant FCS, the smaller. I was wrong.
Oh,
I would have gotten that one wrong, Big Mike.
FBS.
So kudos to you.
Yeah,
I screwed that one up. Last
good.
One. Which
I got,
of these
I got good listening ears.
Yeah, that's you and Tausch have that in common. Very good listeners.
Yes, very good. Very, very good. Which of these opponents is the only team the San Francisco 49ers have faced more than once in their 7 Super Bowl appearances? Is it the Kansas City Chiefs, the Miami Dolphins, or the Cincinnati Bengals?
Cincinnati Bengals.
Bam. I knew that one.
Oh,
yes, sir. Mike, you and Christy have every opportunity to be enjoying some pickles by next week. You got all 3 right. You get 4 entries into Friday's drawing. You could be the winner of our Oh Snap Pickling Company prize pack. Well done, buddy. Great job for a first-time contestant.
I enjoyed it. You guys have a great day.
Wow, what a nice guy that Mike is.
What a great trivia round that was. Knowledgeable,
surprised.
Fun, and he likes me a lot. So those are three things.
He's not perfect.
No, these things, and he laughed at my joke. That was the Cincinnati. The Cincinnati-San Fran Super Bowls were great with Joe Montana. The thing
it's
everybody
John
remembers,
Candy
of course,
one, right?
Uncle Buck. Hey, there's Uncle Buck sitting up there. Oh, Uncle Buck. And an old boy throws a little slant to JT for a tutter. to rip out Boomer Esiason's heart back in, what is that, 87, 88? Good stuff. Good stuff.
Think we're going to see Cincinnati, San Francisco again?
I'd love it. That'd be a great matchup. I want to see Cincinnati in it, and I don't really care who wins on the NFC side.
Toronto. Cincinnati, San Francisco would mean both road teams would have won the conference championship game. Yeah, it's hard to win as a road team unless you're playing in Lambeau.
Oh, is that a burn? Plus, my number one overall seed, the most important one seed in the history of the world, that would be proven wrong again.
Right.
Then I have to really start thinking. 565 Analytics, Jerry Odd and Klinkster and the crew are going to have to really think hard about whether or not that statement is accurate.
No, we'll go with your gut. We need to make T-shirts. Don't you think we need to make T-shirts? 565 Analytics, LLC. Maybe. I got a guy. I got a T-shirt
guy. Give them out at Wildy and Tausch Fest.
That's still a good idea. So we've confirmed we don't have Homer. Even though it's a Wednesday, Homer is scheduled to appear. He is not appearing. So we will hear more from Aaron Rodgers, and we will name more random catchers. See if we can get Eric Kratz or Jonathan Lucroy to join the show. I'll work on that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Oh, snap. Wildy and Tausch trivia contestants are competing to win crispy, fresh, delicious snacks from Oh Snap Pickling Company. When not just any snack will do, experience Oh Snap Pickled Veggies. Oh snap.
It turns into gold. Everybody knows I've got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh, ooh, I got the magic in me.
Let temple blow your mind. Pick a verse, any verse, I hypnotize you with every line.
So one of the things that irritated us last week about the Aaron Rodgers, and it wasn't about Aaron Rodgers, let me be very, very clear. I'm Team Rodgers on this, is how what he said was then inaccurately portrayed after the fact. We ripped Keyshawn Johnson on this show. We ripped Kay Adams and Gronk, and I don't blame Gronk as much because he was not set up to succeed there. He was not given the full story. I'm sure he didn't watch it live like I did because I had to write about it. But Aaron Rodgers never once indicated that he cared more about winning an MVP than he cared about winning another championship. In fact, correct, if you watched him last week, he made it very clear that if they're going to rebuild, if you're not playing to win a title, he doesn't want any part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe him when he says that. He was largely miserable this season. So I don't dispute that at any level. And new media, old media, whatever you want to be, we screwed that up. Those of you who didn't hear him talk about that. I didn't necessarily need what we got from him yesterday about that thing, but that's another story. Later on, again, for those of us that watched the entirety of it, he talked about winning a championship. Again, here is that portion of yesterday's conversation with Pat McAfee and AJ Hawk.
What does a team look like with me? What are the proposed, direction of different players that they're thinking about bringing in? How do I fit in that? And what are the prospects moving forward? I think that's a part of it, because you want to win a championship, right? You want to be a part of a team that can win a championship. And every team is going to say in the beginning of the season, we can win it. But we know every single year there's about, a handful of teams that have a legit chance. And the four left are all four that I would have said before the season. These four got a chance to win it. Now, I would have put us and some other teams in there too, which didn't come to fruition. But you want to win, and every team is going to say they want to win. But it's the type of team you're putting together, and I don't need all my guys to be there for that. I'm not standing on the table for these seven guys need to be a part of that. If to come back, it's just the kind of the feel of the team.
All right, wait a minute. You're not standing on the table for seven guys, but you're standing on the table for at least two,
and you're probably like banging on the table for a couple of others. Right? I mean,
I would think so.
I mean, again, let's be honest. And in fairness to him, he believes that those guys do help their chances to win the title. It's not just because he wants them there, although that is part of it. But he thinks...
No, that's the main motivation, though.
You don't think that he believes that Mercedes Lewis and Randall Cobb, even with limited statistical production, make them a more likely Super Bowl team because of everything else that is intangible?
I believe he believes that, but yes. I believe his judgment is clouded. I believe his judgment is clouded by that belief.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Okay, so we're on the same page. So the idea of him not standing on the table, I think it would be hard for him to stand on the table for Robert Tonyan and for Alan Lazard. Because, the conundrum of Alan Lazard is fascinating to me. Because he feels underappreciated in Green Bay, where he may be more appreciated than where he would be appreciated anywhere else. And maybe he goes and gets a fresh start, and I'm proven wrong, and he's an 80-catch guy for somebody else. And if it's true, great. I'm happy for him. But that's a guy that you might actually want still around if you don't have to have him as your number one receiver because of all the things he does.
He's not a one. If I'm the Chicago Bears, I'm going to get Lazard on a couple-year deal that's reasonable because I'm going to run the quarterback as much as I do. How big is that going to be? Just think of Lazard in an offense that runs the quarterback.
Uh-huh.
He is a beast of a blocker. And all of a sudden, and he's not, it's not like he's some junk wideout.
No,
he's just not.
He's not.
He's not a stud, and that's okay. We elevated him because we had to. And he missed a few games, and he still led the team in catches.
Right. Played through a bad shoulder injury, too.
Alan Lazard, I'd love to see him come back in Green Bay.
More so than Randall Cobb or Mercedes 100%. Lewis.
Well, for sure. I think he's more productive than both. I think both guys, Randall Cobb is a stand-up a dude. I think you'd love having him in your locker room.
I love him, yep.
But if you're banking on him being a guy that's going to be uber-productive and can stay healthy, you just can't bank on that anymore. Mercedes Lewis is going to do what he does. And there is always a role for him because he's a great blocker. But you need to transform that position. That position has not been productive enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you right now, if I'm a Chicago Bears fan, I'm saying let's get Alan Lazard in here on a reasonable price deal. He's going to add a lot to your football team when you're talking about a quarterback that is going to be so run dominant. And there's a reason Green Bay's lateral run game was as good as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Mercedes Lewis and Alan Lazard. And
right.
If you want to keep that, which Aaron Jones loves it, first off, you got to keep Aaron Jones. And then second, it's not going to look the same if those two guys aren't there. Maybe that's good, maybe that's bad, but that was your calling card this year. That was your identity as far as what teams had to take away. And it does stress the defense. So I don't want to poo-poo the fact that Aaron wants some of these guys back. But if I'm Green Bay, I'm not acquiescing to everything that Aaron said, and I think that's where this conversation has taken a very sharp turn one direction.
So this leads to the question that I really want to ask, and that is, does Aaron Rodgers believe that there is a scenario where his best chance to win a championship in 2023 is with the Green Bay Packers?
Yes. Yes.
What does that look like? And what it needs to be done. Because there's part of me that wonders if he thinks that his best chance is to get out of there and go to a team that will do for him what the Buccaneers did for Tom Brady in 2020. That is what I find myself wondering.
Yeah. And that's what I put up on Twitter, and I think we retweeted it. What is the one reason that Aaron Rodgers will not be back with G&G? I don't think it's the team aspect. I don't think it's that I don't think I can win here. I don't believe that's what it is.
Okay. We will talk about what we think those possibilities might be next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
I think that there are reasons that last year what didn't go as well as you wanted to go. Part of it is injury, and part of it is like development of the players around him. In the right situation, any quarterback's going to get better. And that the most important thing, I think, is protection, offensive line play. They actually have a good offensive line in Green Bay. So as much as I know you want him, and as much as I know a lot of teams could use Aaron Rodgers, I'm not sure what he would be looking for if he's leaving Green Bay, other than just wanting to get out of Green Bay.
That is Dominique Foxworth. Was that on Get Up?
Sure was.
But where's the Domofsky hit from Get Up? We got Pub Our Guy.
Apparently they didn't think he was...
internet worthy?
Internet worthy at this juncture.
Ouch. Well, we think he's worthy. All right, so Tausch posed a question as we went to break there. And I think it's a really good one. Why wouldn't he be back?
Mm-hmm.
What's your answer?
Man, I went back and forth on this. I think there's a couple of really good answers, really good reasonings for it. But I think for him, I just think he needs a change. I don't believe it's because Jordan Love has developed better. I think that's a piece to the equation because the Packers have to be willing to do it. Mm-hmm. I think he is just one of these guys that, and I think a lot of the veteran quarterbacks, not that things are stagnant, but I just think he is looking at this and he needs a new challenge. That's what I think.
Okay, so
because they've done, Jason, before, I think they've given him everything he's wanted. Everything. They've given him the contract. They've given him all the... He's been able to chime in on his personnel stuff. And you could say, well, they didn't keep Davante Adams. Well, that's partially because of Aaron Rodgers. That's not strictly an organizational thing. Aaron is a part of that. So I think he has just gotten to the point in his life where I think maybe he wants to be in a bigger city. Maybe he wants to be out west. But I don't think any of those things are as at the top of the list for me. I think he is just looking at it like he wants to continue to grow and to be challenged, and I don't think he feels like he's getting that in Green Bay, and that's why I think he will move on.
All right, so I what I was about to interject while you were talking, I apologize for trying to interrupt you, because that's not something that happens
so
on this show. Isn't that frustrating?
When people do that, it's really
rude.
Yeah,
I hate it when
so
that
thank
happens.
Thank you for
very
for acknowledging
frustrating.
And yes, of course. I was agreeing with you on the challenge thing.
Okay.
However, my question would be, if you're really and truly embracing a challenge, isn't the scenario in Green Bay a challenging scenario? But it's not a different challenge. Like, I would push back and say, not only does he want a new challenge, he wants it somewhere else. He just wants
a
different
challenge
elsewhere.
That is a much bigger challenge, and I think...
Rebuilding your team back into a winner with a bunch of young guys isn't a big enough challenge?
Yeah, I don't think it is as much as if he goes somewhere else and can kind of also have that little chip about proving people wrong. There's just... So, Jason, I think most people are wired kind of the way that you are. You like stability. You like to know what is going to happen next.
I do.
That's where you're wired. I think Aaron is in that different category of, I think he constantly needs to be challenged, pushed, and outside of their comfort zone. I think things are too comfortable, and there's a myriad of reasonings, besides this one. But if you're asking for my opinion on why this is happening, and if this does end up happening, I strictly think that he feels like he's done everything he can here and is kind of bored with what's going on and doesn't feel like it's progressing the way he wants, and he wants a new challenge in life. That's what I think.
But again, do we believe
cough that what?
I did. I was. I coughed, and then I forgot to turn it back on. Thanks. Thanks for pointing that out, because now I've got a glimpse behind the curtain.
I know you like that. Yep.
We'll have less sleep, and we'll be grumpy.
In the end, does he have the guts to really get there? Maybe this year is the year he does.
Now it feels different.
Right. It does. I agree. It does feel different this time around. But
I still don't
when it
know
gets
if
to
he
that
does, though.
When it gets to the rubber hits the road,
I know.
Does he really want a new challenge somewhere else? Well, I know you love a Jason, good challenge. Oh, no, you're going to hit me with a pun. You're going to hit me with a pun?
No. Oh, okay. Is this a 50? Do you think this is 50-50 right now, or do you think it's trending the other way?
If I had to put a prize picks projection on this, I'll tell you what it would be when we kick off the 11 o'clock hour after Tausch gives us a little more about prize picks.
Yeah, I already took a look. It's not Tuesday, so it's not my favorite, but there's already a sweet, sweet deal going on for the weekend games. I think it's Joe Burrow,
0.5. Free square, yeah.
I'm in Wisconsin this weekend, so I don't have to worry about not being able to place my prize picks, but I was really looking at Joker tonight, really excited. I was going to take the more on Joker, but he's not listed, which makes me concerned. But I'm never concerned when I'm playing Prize Picks, Daily Fantasy Sports Made Easy. Not competing against other people, just competing against the projections. And Prize Picks offers projections on every sport you could think of, whether it's Australian Open tennis, combat sports. You got futures on baseball. You got the NFL Championship weekend coming up. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up today. Make sure you enter to use the promo code WI. And you deposit 100 and Prize Picks gives you 100. Again, go to prizepicks.com and use that promo code WI.
My projection on the odds that Rodgers actually leaves, is that what it is? Is that what I'm doing?
You can do projections or... I'm just curious if you think it's more or less than 50-50.
Right. More or less than 50-50. That is the projection line. We'll talk about that to kick off the 11 o'clock hour late because I unfickled it in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.